Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. Jesus told them a parable about the need to always pray and not lose heart. There was a judge in a certain town who did not fear God and did not care about people. There was a widow in that town, and she kept going to him, saying, "Give me justice from my adversary." For some time he refused, but after a while he said to himself, "Even though I do not fear God or care about people, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice so that she will not wear me out with her endless pleading." The Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. Will not God give justice to his chosen ones who are crying out to him day and night? Will he put off helping them? I tell you that he will give them justice quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?" Pray and pray and pray and pray and pray and... In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Can we have ice cream? At our house, that's one of the most common questions ever. The freezer usually has something tasty in it. Fudge bars, popsicles, cookies and cream ice cream, the best one if you ask me, or even Oreo ice cream sandwiches. But usually ice cream comes after real food. Why? Because if hungry kids eat ice cream first, they'll never touch their dinner. One hot summer day, the kids were outside riding bikes, running with the dog, and making up all kinds of imaginative games. And then came the questions, over and over. "Dad, can we have ice cream? Please, it's so hot." 10 minutes later, "We promise we'll eat our dinner. Can we please have ice cream now?" A third child chimed in, "Do you know what would taste really good right now? Ice cream!" Finally, I opened the freezer, grabbed the bowls and spoons, and scooped it up. Their persistence paid off. That's exactly what Jesus is teaching about prayer. In Luke chapter 18, he tells the story of a widow who kept asking a judge for help. The judge didn't care about God or people, but he finally gave her what she wanted because she wouldn't stop asking. Now, here's the important part. God is not like that judge. God cares about you. God invites you to call him Father and ask again and again, just like kids ask their dad for ice cream. Persistent prayer isn't bugging God. It's what faith looks like. At the end, Jesus asks a big question. "When I return, will I find people still praying with faith?" In other words, will you keep asking, even if the answer takes time? We bow our heads to pray persistently. Dear Jesus, thank you for inviting me to pray to you again and again and again. Help me not to give up, but to trust that you always hear me and love me. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.